Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Demai Daf Lamed Gimel in the Oiz V'Adar edition, beginning of the fourth perek. So the Mishnah says, Halokeach peiros mimi she'einoi ne'emon ala ma'isrus. Someone takes fruits from an Amoritz, someone you don't trust from ma'iser. V'shokach la'asrum. And then he forgot to do ma'iser before Shabbos. And now he needs the fruits for Shabbos. Sho'aloi b'shabbos v'oichel alpiv. So on Shabbos, he can ask the Amoritz, did you do Maestris? And if he says yes, he can eat it. And the Gemara is going to explain, what's the reason that on Shabbos we do rely on the Amoritz? Chasheicho Moitzei Shabbos, but once it became Moitzei Shabbos, once it became dark after Shabbos, lo yoichal ad she'yaaseh, he cannot trust the Amoritz anymore, and he cannot eat until he does Maestris. Lo yimotzoi, if he couldn't find the Amoritz on Shabbos, his friend, the friend of the Amoritz, who's also not Neiman on the Meiser, Musar Mem, he told him these fruits are Musar. He can eat on Shabbos and rely on the friend, not only on the owner, but also on the friend. Chasheicha Moitzei Shabbos, once he came Moitzei Shabbos, lo yoichal ad she'yaaseh, now he can't trust that statement that was reliable on Shabbos. Trumas Meiser Shalmai Shechozor Limkoimon. So one, took to buy fruits that he's not sure if it's good or not from Amoritz. He did Trumas Maaser from the fruits themselves, Misofik, and Chozor L'Koyimon, then it got mixed up again. So now you have a mixture of the fruits together with Trumas Maaser that was removed, which it really this whole Trumas Maaser is only a Sofik, it's not a Vada. So then the Shimon Shazuri Oimer, Af Bechoy L'Shoy Aloy V'Oy Chilal Piv. Even during the week, you could trust Amoritz in this case, because everything began as a sofik, and it's a mixture of two sveikos, meaning the fruits and the tourist maaser, which may not even have a chiv to do. So therefore, once they're all mixed up, and if you'll say that the Amoritz is not trusted, so then all the fruits become asur, Chachom said, this thing, you could trust the Amoritz, in this case, you can eat the fruits based on his statement. Says the Gemara, Chavraya b'sher b'yichanon, what's the reason that we trust the Amoritz on Shabbos? Because a person needs to eat on Shabbos. He needs to have covered Shabbos. If you're going to tell him he can't eat, so he's going to avoid eating these fruits, and he won't have covered Shabbos in his meal. It says the Gemara, you pray for Shabbos, lama lishu'alu. If it's because for Shabbos, why do you have to ask the Amoritz? Just say, the whole idea of these fruits is that the Maya is a suffix. Comes Shabbos, because of Shabbos, your bonum will make him. Says the Gemara, al yaday oile ilo. Meaning, we need to have something to hang our hat on. We need to have something to rely on. Rabbanan required, if one does have to eat tmai, to have some kind of statement, some kind of testimony that he can rely on that these fruits are okay. Says the Gemara, Bibi b'shem Reb Chanino. He says another explanation. Emes Shabbos olov v'hu oimer emes. Amoritz is scared of Shabbos. When comes Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, the Amoritz is afraid to do an aveira and to cause people to eat fruits that are mosur. And if he says these fruits are okay, you can rely on him. In Shabbos, even Amoritz is trustworthy. Says the Gemara of him, Amos Shabbos alov, that's true. But do tanin, how you explain the continuation of the Mishnah? Chasheicho Moitzei Shabbos lo yoichal ad she'yaaseh. Then it says, when comes Moitzei Shabbos, so then you can't eat it. But you're saying that you do trust the Amoritz on Shabbos. Whatever he says in Shabbos is true. So it should apply also on Moitzei Shabbos. Why once Moitzei Shabbos comes, you don't trust him anymore? Says the Gemara, you pray, Echod she'ein emas Shabbos olov. Because at the end of the day, there is an Amoritz that even Shabbos doesn't influence it. And therefore, when we come to Moitzei Shabbos, we're machmir to say that right now I can't come and trust the statement of Amoritz because of that one guy, the one Amoritz, that Shabbos Bayim doesn't take effect. And this is a similar answer that we had earlier in the Masechta. Sometimes because of that small mute, because of that small minority, we're machmir and everybody else. On Shabbos itself, we're makel to rely on the majority. But once comes with the Shabbos and a person could fix it, so then we say, you should be choishesh even to that one person who Shabbos doesn't influence him to say the truth. Says the Gemara, Tani, Shoya lo b'choil, lo yoichal b'Shabbos. If a person went to the Amoritz on Friday and told him, are these fruits b'usar? And the Amoritz says yes. You can rely on it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why not? According to the second explanation, I understand. The only reason I rely on Amoritz is because in Shabbos he won't lie. This wasn't Shabbos, this was before Shabbos. But Mando break for Shabbos, I feel Shaila Bechor Yechal B'Shabbos. But if the reason is because for Shabbos, because you want to have food for Shabbos, so and all you need is, you need something to rely on, you need to have an Elo. So here you have a testimony, here you do have a statement of Amoritz that says it's okay. So why can't you rely on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Loi Omar Elo Shoigik, Hamezid Osor. The Taninon Shochach Lo'osro. Answers the Gemara, we don't rely on Amoritz only in a case that a prisoner forgot that he, by mistake, comes to Shabbos, he doesn't have fixed fruits. He has no choice, so rely on Amoritz. But here he's asking the Amoritz before Shabbos, so he should fix it. Why did he rely on Amoritz when he came into Shabbos? You could not rely on Amoritz, even if it's the Kvod Shabbos, if you, over this was done b'mezit. Meaning if a prison purposely did not fix the fruits, he had the opportunity, he didn't do it. And that's like more as the diuk is. It says, shokach lo'osro, you forgot to do the ma'aser. But if you didn't forget, so then you don't rely on the amoritz. And in this case, if he asked him during the weekday, he did have the opportunity to do ma'aser. Adds the Gemara, b'she'eni mo'itnai, avalim yeshi mo'itnai o'i chalal t'noi. Meaning, if a prison before Shabbos said a t'nai, and he said that all the fruits I'm getting on Shabbos, I will rely on the trumas of maestros that I'm putting aside before Shabbos. Meaning there's a way to do maestros in condition, a conditional maestro. Says, whatever I'm getting in Shabbos, I will be maestro. This will be fixed through this and this method. So if a person has a tanai to rely on, he should not rely on the amoritz. He should just say, these fruits that I'm eating now, that the amoritz gave me, I will the maestros that I set aside or had in mind before Shabbos, they will be for this one. If he does have the Tanai, we don't rely on Amoritz. In other words, the Gemara is telling us that we only rely on Amoritz, we have no choice at all. He couldn't do it before Shabbos. He doesn't have a Tanai to rely on Shabbos. Then you trust Amoritz. But if there's any other way, you don't trust Amoritz. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, L'moitzel Omer Lo'acher, so if you can rely on the friend of Amoritz as well. Says the Gemara, can one trust someone else asking the question? He didn't ask. And the Gemara goes to explain. Hey, Achavida, what's the case? Two people took the Amoritz. Each one took fruits. One of them asked, is these fruits okay? And the Amoritz said, okay. And as we said here, on Shabbos, we learn the Amoritz. Hasheni lo yoichalat she'aras. The second one cannot eat without ma'aser. Ve'achi shalenu. Some have the girsa, oi shi shalenu. In other words, or either he asks himself, or he has to do ma'aser himself. If you have two people who took for the Amoritz, he said yes to one. Doesn't mean it was ma'aser everything he has. It could be used ma'aser only what he gave to the first person. The same thing if a person took two different baskets for the Amoritz. He took it in one shot, even though he took it in one shot. He asked in one basket, is this okay? And Amoritz says yes. And we rely on Amoritz because it's Shabbos. Hashniya lo yoichal ad she'yaser. The other one cannot rely on the Amoritz for the other basket. It could be the first basket that Amoritz did Meiser. Doesn't mean the second basket he also did Meiser. Ani Yoimer Zeiser, Vzein Oiser. Could be the first one he did Meiser. The second one he didn't do Meiser. Chasheicho Moitze Shabbos, Meiser Mizel Ze. But once you got the Moitze Shabbos, and one has two baskets, the first basket he asked, and the Amoritz says, okay. The second basket did not ask. You could be Meiser for one basket or another. Because once you come to Moritz Shabbos, there's no difference between the two baskets. Even though on the first one, the Amoritz says, okay. Says the more, going back to the original Machlokes. The reason I allow it is because for Shabbos, Nicha. Because once Moritz Shabbos came down, so now we don't have any more that het there that we rely on the Amoritz. So for now, right now, the Amoritz statement has no validity. But according to Mandorim, it says that's because the Amoritz is afraid of Shabbos, so Yilchur, you do trust them in the first basket. So how can you do Ma'aser from one to another? One of them is okay, one of them is not. And the more does not answer, and this really relies on the answer that we said before. Because when it comes to Shabbos, I'm choshish that one Amoritz that didn't do, that is not a scared of Shabbos. And when it comes to Shabbos, I treat these fruits against like Dmai, even though most of the Amoritz, we could rely on them based on the testimony on Shabbos, but there, because there's one which is an exception, so right now I treat these fruits as full mine. Says the Gemara, "At kedoyin kishein loy moisu amin." Obviously, it says the Gemara, that's pashut, that the person can rely on Haaretz when he doesn't have these fruits. He wants to eat apples, there's no apples. So he can rely on the Haaretz for apples. Says the Gemara, but even if he does have the mean, he does have apples, but he wants to eat that specific apples that Haaretz has, you could rely on them. Why? Hayetzer tov. The Yetzer is toiv. The Yetzer is desiring these fruits. Reb Chaim ends, because the Yetzer Hara always wants to eat something which is awesome. So therefore, when a person comes on Shabbos and he has these delicious fruits of the Am Haaretz sitting on the side, so we're allowing him to eat it on Shabbos because he really wants it. And you have the two reasons to rely on Am Haaretz, either because for Shabbos or because on Shabbos we assume that Am Haaretz is saying the truth, and therefore you allow the person to eat the fruits. Even though he has the same fruits at home, he could eat the fruits of the Am Haaretz. He could rely on the Am Haaretz testimony that these fruits are okay. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai, Daf Lamed Gimel.